a war with drones, you can fight a war with loans, you can fight a war with gas or cans of paint. But don't you realize that the game is compromised if you think that this is something that it ain't? We got images of murder that don't manage to disturb an international order that is bordering absurd. And no one gets the freedom they were told that they deserve till they realize that freedom's not a noun. It's a verb, it's a verb. Freedom is a verb. Something never finished, never done. It's something you must make, it's something you must take, it's something you must constantly become. Well, this weekend revolution, it's a radical inclusion. It's a holiday of popular revolt. It's the social interaction of inconsequential actions using faces to replace a silent vote. But lower pay and higher rents, another kind of violence, the violence of silence and of greed. It's the violence of feeling your irrelevance, revealing every way in which you never will be freed. It's a verb, an action and an urge, as fertile as the barrel of a gun. And it happens out of need, it's a fire and a seed, and its terrible potential has begun. It's constantly in jeopardy, it's something you must loyally defend. But isn't it demeaning when your well-intended meanings mean your means will have to justify your ends? So improvise a barricade of furniture cascading as a carnival of helmets in the flood. For the bottles can be filled with either gasoline or lager or detergent that'll wash away your blood. It's a verb, it's a verb. Freedom is a verb, something never finished, never done. It's something you can fake, and it's something that'll break if it ain't something that you constantly become. It's a verb, an action and an urge, as fertile as the barrel of a gun.